At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trying to figure out what the hardest, easiest groups to predict are this season. So let's start in the AFC and rank them. Bills, heavy favorites in the East. I have a hard time envisioning anybody else winning that division. West, the Chiefs find a way to win every year, but that was a three playoff team division last year.
Yeah, the division's going to be good, and Kansas City had miraculous wins.
Totally.
But they're Kansas City, so they're going to win the division again.
Bill Barnwell actually wrote a piece where he highlighted teams that are most likely to regress this year, and he's got the Chiefs as one of them. And I don't think that's specific to thinking Kansas City's not going to be very good. They were 15-2, and they probably should have been 11-5, you know, 11-6. Yeah. Whatever that works out to. So just naturally, if they're as good as they were last year, they probably win 11 or 12 games. And it stands to reason it's possible suspension coming for Rashee Rice. Maybe they are going to be a little bit worse this year. Although I do think their line got better, which was an area of weakness. But in that division, the Broncos ascending, playoff team last year, Bo Nix in year two. The Chargers, I would have said ascending. They're a playoff team. You know, they got a great coaching staff with Jim Harbaugh leading the way. I like their front office as well. A bunch of guys that came over that were helping to run the Ravens under Joe Ortiz. The problem for them is already
Rashawn Slater already
besieged by injuries again. Yeah. I mean, it's like the most Charger thing ever that you come out of training camp and you're the BC version of yourself already. So we'll come back to that division. AFC North, ultra entertaining. Can the Bengals play enough defense to just be league average on that side of the ball? Frankly, even if you're below average, but you're 20th instead of 31st, 32nd, they might be an 11-12 win team, as good as their offense is. The Ravens are the heavy favorites there. The Steelers trying to make the playoffs again. And then the AFC South, the Texans, a head and shoulders favorite over a Colts team that just named Daniel Jones the starter, a Jaguars team with Liam Cohen as a first-time head coach, trying to get more out of Trevor Lawrence, and the Titans, who took Cam Ward 1-1. So of these four divisions, Danny, you got to put a bunch of money down on a division champion. You have to be right where you circling.
Buffalo in the East is my one seed. Even though Kansas City, by the way, you know, death taxes Kansas City winning the AFC West. Still, just there are too many good teams. I don't know. They're a playoff team. They're going to go to the AFC title game again. But I think Buffalo is just so head and shoulders above everyone else. To me, the second best team in that division is New England, who might be a fringe playoff team, but they're nowhere near what I think Buffalo is.
Yeah, and they were picking in the top five in the draft this year. They have a head coach in his first year with the program, albeit a really good one in Mike Vrabel, who proved in Tennessee might be a top 10 coach in the league when he's got the right personnel around him. All right, so let's agree on the Bills then as the most likely division champion in the AFC. For the second spot, do we go with the Chiefs for a ninth straight season, or do you like Baltimore better than the rest of the North because the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers, an aging quarterback, and the Bengals have a bad defense.
I'm high on the Ravens again this year, but they always have three inexplicable losses, and I think the division will be a little bit better. I don't think Cincinnati is going to give away the first half of the season again. So to me, the more likely team is Kansas City because they always win the damn thing.
So I'll put the Chiefs second as well. I'm generally not as high on Baltimore as you are. I've kind of always viewed them as like playoff good, but I don't love them as a Super Bowl team. That said, they might be the most talented team in the NFL going into the season. I mean, there's really not a major flaw. There's no real wart on that club. So you put them third. And then the Texans, by default, come in fourth as a favorite. I think just because the division's bad, they had a year last year where they took a small step backwards. I also think the Jaguars are going to be competitive. I love Liam Cohen offensively. I think there's more in the tank for Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones, I'm in the minority on this, I think should have been named the starter over Anthony Richardson. I don't think Richard could play dead in a Western. But regardless, that's not a particularly good football team on offense with Daniel Jones either.
No.
You've got quarterback that we know is not very good, quarterback that has not proven that he could play at an NFL level, competing for a starting job.
Yeah, decent team, bad quarterback. Dot, dot, dot. We've seen that act before.
That's a 9-win, 8-win kind of thing.
Yeah, which is what they were last year. So
Titans, what, 6-7 wins?
Yeah. Probably. Again, it's a better operation now. I like what they're doing. They're building something. They're not ready to compete. I think probably the same for the Jaguars. 4-13 last year. I don't expect that. Maybe 6 wins, 7 wins, you know, maybe 8 if things break right. But yeah, so the division itself will be better. I just still think Houston is just further along in their build and their development, et cetera.
All right. So then if there's a surprise division champion, sounds like we're both coming out of the South. I would say it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me another team in the AFC that if they won the division, you would not be shocked.
The Bengals, just because they're trying something different, and maybe it works this time. Again, if their defense is just okay, I'm not even talking about good, but like league bad, like below league average. I think they won 9 games last year with maybe the worst defense ever assembled in human history, giving away the first month of the season. If you don't, with their easy schedule to start, then them in November and December are terrifying. That they could win that division.
4-4 last year, Cincinnati. Record in games where they scored over 30 points.
That's insane.
500 football team. I don't know if you can do that again. I mean, people in Cincinnati probably won't allow you to. They'll be calling for heads. But I don't know if it's possible to replicate that. That seems unsustainable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.